Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Well, it is for one person. That is for sure.
Is it me?
Sure. Are you? Yes. Today's
All right.
A great day for you, Vinny.
Thanks.
But for another person, too.
Oh.
Last week, remember we were doing the Warriors playoff package?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. Five people qualified, one person wins.
And that winner is Stacy from San Jose.
Yay!
Congratulations, Stacy. I want to say she won early on. Like,
it might have been Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Might have been Tuesday or Wednesday.
Way to go, Stace.
She has won the Warriors playoff party package. Stacy from San Jose, if you know who that is, try and get invited to her. What is destined to be an awesome playoff party. She's got a pair of first-round home game tickets, an autographed Klay Thompson jersey, an autographed Draymond Green basketball, a 55-inch Samsung TV, and $500 to throw her party with.
Michelle said she, when she called Stacy, that she screamed so hard that she scared her husband.
Oh. Well, congratulations, you little screamer. Squealer. Anyway, that's great news. Yay, Stacy. Big prize pack. That was
a
good one.
Yeah, huge.
This week, all the whole live long day on Alice, we're giving away U2 tickets. This is for the Experience and Innocence Tour. It's coming to our area on May 8th. It'll be at the SAP Center. The tickets are on sale now at livenation.com, but we have a pair for caller number 97, 800-400-3697. Caller 97 right now wins a pair of tickets for U2, Experience and Innocence. And there are three chances a day, 9, noon, and 5. So be listening. I'm kind of hung up on this thing. I almost said experience. There's no X in there. I was like, is that a real thing? Or am I? I think it's experience. All right, so call now and you can win those tickets.
So I want to show you something real quick before I get to all the text. It was actually an article about Catherine Zeta-Jones bringing her 14-year-old daughter to a Dolce & Gabbana show.
And the 14-year-old,
I don't know, but she looks like a 20-something-year-old already.
Well, I'm sure she's beautiful.
But that wasn't, yeah, and she is, but that wasn't it. So as I'm zinging through the photos, I see this one, and I thought, oh, Sarah.
Yara.
Do you know whose hairdo this is?
Oh, boy. That is just diamond encrusted. I do not know whose that is.
That is your boy's mom, Mae Musk.
Oh, well, she is.
She
just
went to the
like
Dolce.
Like a rhinestone,
yes.
Cowgirl.
She's wearing like a. I don't know. Is that a crystal headdress?
I guess. Yeah, like probably a netting that she pulled over that has those things attached to it. It's very futuristic looking.
The back of Mae Musk's head looking divine is the tweet. That someone posted.
Have you seen her? Have you seen the back of her head?
I haven't. I'll take a look.
Have you seen that hat she wears? It looks like she wears
a crown of rhinestones.
So this is a brand new post of her because there's like 10,000 pictures of
this
her.
This is from, where did you say?
A Dolce & Gabbana fashion show from, I guess, over the weekend.
You'll have to look at that, Homer.
Your boy's mom getting out there.
God, I love him.
I know that you do. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We got some comments from you guys to get to. Let's read some of those. Sarah.
Yara.
This is 408. Get the Apple AirPods. They're amazing and you won't regret it. Or just buy a couple of headphone adapters and keep them on your headphones. It's really easy.
Yeah. I just would rather just have my jack and
time
do
to
what
switch
I've,
phones. LOL.
Do what I've done all along.
Apple knows, 707 says, Apple knows about the sucky phone batteries. Take your phone in and they will fix it for you.
Oh.
That was a thing. There was a thing that Tim Cook was saying about
the planned obsolescence stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he got sort of in trouble and they went, oh, all right, we'll fix all those phones.
Oh.
So I think they're fixing those for people.
That's what I should do.
Yeah. Or just, you know, break down and
Did you say the price? People had a lot of texts coming in saying $29, $30.
For the new battery?
Just spend $1,500 on the new iPhone X.
See, that's the thing. I actually really like the iPhone that I have, and it's working for me just fine. And it's not broken. I've had this thing over 2 years, and it's still fine. So I don't. Why do I have to go spend?
Is it fine though?
I mean, it you know.
That's not fine.
I'm using it for everything I need.
But it's totally sucky. You said
slow. It's pretty slow.
Hardly works.
No, it works.
Barely ever works.
No, it works.
All right.
It's fine.
We ran into Hooman Saturday, says 415. And here's a picture of Hooman out in the streets with the people.
Hooman, you're great. Look at you out there all the time.
Oh, so this was right. I think this was in the cast show right before the screening of the Robin Williams documentary.
Right in front of Dog-Eared Books and Cliff's Variety.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Cliff's Variety.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I used to go there all the time as a kid.
Oh, how funny.
Wow.
You were
It's been there. I don't even know. They just celebrated some anniversary the other day.
Oh.
Those people. Oh. Those people are huge fans of Sarah and Vinny. They were mostly talking about you, and they're like, "Are they around?" I'm like, "No, just me."
In my back pocket.
Yeah.
But I brought my pose to the Castro. Look.
Hey. There it is.
They spelled Vinny's name wrong on the Radio Alice website. Whatever they spelt, it's fine. It doesn't matter.
As long as you get the idea.
It's a nickname.
I saw that and I went through the website. Your name was spelled IE every time.
It doesn't. It's a nickname. Yeah. My name's actually spelled V-I-N-C-E-N-T. So anything short of that is a nickname. It doesn't matter.
But you spell it with an IE. So that's the correct spelling.
It does. Again.
You're right. It doesn't matter.
Don't sweat it. I'm not going to sweat it.
Definitely put an H on my name. That's the right way.
Okay.
Mine is not a nickname.
I don't see any errors. I'm looking at it right
now. And even if they did, it's fine.
Maybe they think it's spelled with a Y. Yeah.
And that's fine, too. Let's change it.
No.
My other nickname is Vinfro. You know, I mean, they're all made up.
And Viney.
It's all.
I like Viney.
Viney. Yeah, that's a good
Benny.
One.
Benny.
Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Connie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Connie, I like Connie.
Connie's a good one.
Sometimes in the artist's section in the commercials, I'll put Salad and Bonnie.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You have?
You can get a brand new battery for your iPhone 6 for $50, Sarah. Oh, the price is going up since we last checked.
Yeah, boy, I guess I should have got on it earlier.
You're right.
Pity the school that sends every 8th grade boy with a boner to the office.
Pity the school.
Yeah, it's just not fair that fell on the girl, as far as I'm concerned.
I do see the way we are so caught in between politically correctness, has us so caught and so clenched over everything. You are sort of paralyzed almost on which correctness
I know
is most correct. So I assume that the lady, I'm going to assume that she was doing her best and that she was trying to protect the girl and it came out all wrong. I'm hoping that's the case.
Put this t-shirt on under your t-shirt. Now walk around and let me see if you're bouncing. You're still bouncing. You're still too nipply. Here's some Band-Aids. Go put these on.
It's bad.
It is. I'm sure maybe in retrospect she's like, oh boy, that's not really what I meant at all. I was trying to help. Not helping.
Right. This is ridiculous. It is not another person's responsibility to control the actions of another person. We don't make boys wear tighty whities. Bras can be very restrictive and uncomfortable, and we shouldn't have to be required to wear them.
No.
Yeah. I'm with you. Absolutely.
I hate bras.
I hate tighty whities.
I hate bras too.
I just feel embarrassed if I don't have a bra on.
You shouldn't.
But I do.
You shouldn't.
I do, though.
Set yourself free.
I can't. Right. I do on the week. As soon as I get home, I'll pick it off.
Vinny binge-watched Ozark this weekend. Thanks for the recommendation. It was great. You beat me to the end. Thanks a lot.
You still haven't finished that,
I haven't,
huh?
No.
I'm surprised.
I don't have time. I'm really...
Treadmill time.
Short on TV time. Mm. But I've been playing guitar again.
That's
finally.
Great. So good.
I'm really happy.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to rock out.
Practicing.
What are you working on? Let's play something.
No, I can't right now.
Just something.
I'm not.
Come on.
I'm
just
right
put
in
a
the middle
in
of. I can't right now.
I feel like we should sing.
I get
it's Monday. Let's have a good day.
You can't. You just. We can't do that yet.
When? Can I have a date to look forward to?
Well, what I've been working on anyway is Metallica. You don't want to do that.
I'll do some Metallica.
You can't.
Just
do
tell
Metallica.
Me the song and I'll learn the song. It's easy. I'll listen to it 3 times and then I'll have the lyrics up in front of me and we'll rock it out.
All right. I'm a female, and I don't want to see your nipples at work. I wear thick bras to hide mine. I don't remember noticing back in school, but I was shy and kept my eyeballs down for the most part. That's a hater. That's a lady hater. Mm. That's surprising.
He doesn't want to see your nipples.
I like them. What's the? What would? What could you possibly be offended by?
I don't know, the movement. I guess.
Makes
I
no sense.
I don't know. This is a distraction.
I think it's beautiful. Mm. I like it. If you're going to leave Facebook, you should also leave Instagram, right?
I know. That's why I'm not going to leave Facebook, because I don't want to be a total hypocrite.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm staying on Instagram. I'm a partial hypocrite.
You should try Snap. It's good. Mm. Everyone's talking about it.
Are they? I have tried it. It's just clearly not for me. I don't even know how it works.
They
or
do
how
have
find
the best
people.
Filters, though, I must
yeah,
say.
Yeah, they got
the
great filters.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's what I spend my time doing, filtering things.
No, it's fun. You put filters
yeah,
on
no,
your face.
Super fun. It
like,
does
hey,
seem
look
fun.
Look at me. I have bunny ears.
Yeah. Woo. Happy Easter.
I don't know why, but ABBA suddenly made me go 10 miles per hour faster.
Take a chance.
That's why.
Did you just take a picture of me?
I was putting filters on your face through Snapchat. Just wanted to.
Just put those glasses on. Those look fun.
All right.
Mirror
yeah,
glasses.
Do it.
Let me see if I can find the glasses.
Remember the goth picture you did with me on the?
No.
Oh, it looked great. I think I posted it on my Instagram.
You took a photo on Snap and posted it on Instagram?
Yeah. What of it? What's the problem with that?
I don't know. You won't stalk in Snap. I would think you'd post it up on Snap. Oh.
Isn't that fun?
I'm a dog.
It's fun, right?
I want to be barfing rainbows.
Oh, that one was fun, too. I put that one up. Yeah, there's one that the filter made you look like Jane. And I was like, oh, my God.
Jane, you're playing a game called.
See if I can find it. But you're all goth. That's pretty cool.
Make him believe that you just don't feel the same.
I can't find it.
Ah, Jane.
It's too late. Definitely driver over chef. Your driver can take you places to get food. If you had to choose between a driver and a chef. Mm.
I'd choose the chef.
Yeah, me too.
I just want to eat clean. Like, you know, you could
You already
him.
Have that, though. You got John. He's doing that full time
you know,
for you.
He's not really, though. I mean, a lot of times he tells me what we're having and I have to make it. I hate making food.
Aww. It's Is that not, right?
I don't hate it. I just don't get any joy from cooking. Mm. But John and the kids, they just love it. Like, they're in there just, yeah. I'm like, go. It's great. I can't wait to eat what you've made.
I was just thinking right now, 20 seconds ago, what am I going to make for dinner?
But
you actually
do like cooking.
Make chicken tacos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You made wonton soup.
I made wonton soup
yesterday. And so then I just grilled some chicken and rice. So we have leftover chicken, so I'm like, what can I do with that chicken? I know, I'll make tacos.
Oh.
Tadao.
Oh.
Tadao?
What did you just say?
Tadao? What's tadao?
Nothing, just boom.
Like tadao.
That's like saying boom, yeah.
Tadao?
Tadao. I've never heard it said
tadao. Tadao. How do you like me now?
Yeah.
Really?
Tadao.
That's a thing?
It is a thing.
Oh, well, now that I know about it, it's over.
Right. Just don't say
it.
Don't
use it anymore.
Please don't say it.
Tadao. How you like me now?
See, there's you.
You nailed that. Let's hear it one more time.
Oh, when did we do that, Vinny?
I don't know.
I don't remember any of these filters you've got on me.
I don't remember that post either.
This is the one where we have a dog face and you're sticking your big fat tongue out. It's pretty cute.
Mm-hmm. Jane just texted me a black heart. Love you, Janie.
Give her the phrase.
To Dow, how you like me now?
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yes, I know, super cool. What's cooler than that?
I don't know how
so
you do
so many
it.
Things.
How do I do it, woman?
To Dow,
it's over. Told you. I might stick with Tada though. I don't know. I'm just the only one I know.
Yeah, Ta-da. You're probably better. I thought,
but you never know. Now that I know about Tada,
if you're in, the-
you'll forget it by
She's
tomorrow.
Already losing
yeah,
Tada.
If you're in the studio audience at SNL, do you really have to wait for the camera to pan out to realize she's pregnant?
I think
Isn't
they probably.
Isn't she right in front of them?
They I'm flash sh- the...
They're making a TV show. Yeah, I'm
they,
sure they told
flash
everyone.
They flash the applause thing. Don't react until we pull out and then freak out.
We need your help here. This is a reveal, everyone. It's going to be a thing.
Yep.
You're going to be part of the
You're
crowd
of the
for
thing.
A thing. It's an announce.
When you were in the audience, Norm MacDonald was the news guy. And he told
was,
you.
He was so great.
And he said to you, when we go live, go crazy.
He said, no, what he said was, he comes on and he gets in the seat and he's got it timed. Clearly he's done this a million times. It's coming down. They're like, 5 seconds. And they get to three and he goes, listen, they're going to say my name in a second and I want you to go. And he cusses it crazy. And then they go, whatever the weekend update with Norm MacDonald. And he looks up like, oh, I'm so shocked. You're cheering. Everyone goes crazy. And it was just like, it was one of those things where you go, oh, that's how they do it.
That's perfect. Oh, I'd be happy to applaud for you.
Yeah, he was great.
Go crazy. Go crazy.
He was
go,
really good.
Go crazy.
That was still to this day, you got to see that show done live. There's nothing like seeing
it. Seems them, pretty cool.
The mm-hmm. frantic, mm-hmm. like even if you look at the show now and you just think it's lost all its whatever you know, just watching them do it mm-hmm. and the stage sets and calling them to the, you know, that's what, 40-something years of television yeah. history there? Being there in the audience was unreal. Really neat.
Yeah, I would love to go see that. Mm-hmm. Maybe if we ever move to New York, we'll have a chance to do all those things.
I'm a brawn. People relate me to the small appliance company. Never Ava so
yeah,
far, anyway.
I was thinking, doesn't brawn make, toasters and...
Maybe.
Yeah, some kind of appliance stuff, right?
Yeah. Like toaster ovens. Oh, sorry.
408 says, are you kidding, Hooman? One of the most iconic scenes is in the first one when Paul Walker goes to Vin Diesel's house and Vin pulls a Corona.
I know that's an iconic scene, but if Sarah's only going to see one of the Fast and Furious... Because she's not going to give all seven a chance.
That's
Anytime there was a barbecue or casual hanging out scene in Fast and the Furious, they were drinking Coronas.
Yeah, it just didn't stick out to me. Sorry.
If they'd been drinking mojitos, would it have stuck out to you?
Yeah.
Hey, Bryn, do you remember the one where they were dragging the safe along at the end?
Barely.
Ah, oh, that's the one you should see.
Which one's that?
Which one's that?
They
all stand alone just fine.
Okay, I'm not going
to
talk to you about it.
All right.
Boy.
But,
to Dow.
Yikes. To Dow.
How you like me now?
Well, somebody just got dumped.
All right.
Okay.
Corona was big starting from the first film because they are in L.A. and Corona is big down there, making it more realistic.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even think I've seen one of these films.
I'm surprised. I feel like you like a car chase movie, and I don't know. Seems like something you'd see. It's just on a pay-per-view on the weekend or something.
Yeah. Fast and Furious. They're drinking Corona at the family dinners. Every scene where they're... It's like on and
oh,
on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Apparently well, now you'll big. Notice, huh?
You know what's interesting about how many people I know now who have left Facebook, me being one of them?
What?
What's next, Hooman? Google Plus?
Well, I was thinking about that. Anyone at Google listening, I know nobody there likes me, but this is your opportunity. Your social platform is something no one uses.
Platform? They are us. That's a whole new thing.
What is that?
The Papa Flappa form?
Yeah.
You don't know about the Papa Flappa form?
Now we know.
Well, anyway.
Google, trademark that. Hurry. Plappa Flappa form. It's like the most awesome new thing on the internet.
What just happened?
I just gave him an idea.
Plappa Flappa form.
So weird.
Don't even call it Google Plus anymore. Just call it the Plappa Flappa form. Say, are you on Plappa Flapp? Yes, I am. Here's my
handle. I spelled
with
a PH, everyone. Okay?
No one even knows how to spell it. You just get on there. It's like the dark web. Oh, I found myself there.
Four and five says, Sarah, no man wants to accompany their lady to the fabric store. If you want John's opinion, FaceTime him.
No, he was fine with it, believe me.
He didn't want to.
He acted like he didn't want to, but
right.
He did.
He did want to.
And we were only in there for 10 minutes. It wasn't like I dragged him around and made him like feel all the fabrics, only some of them.
Yeah.
10 minutes, really? You picked out fabric for seats that you were going
to
put in your house.
Well, we went right to the sunbrella section and the canvas duck.
Right.
And we looked at, there were only, 500 choices. So we looked through those real quick.
I didn't, under 10 minutes, I believe you.
It was quick. Well, right. We narrowed it down. We knew we wanted stripes. And
sure, no time.
He picked it out. It was fast.
Yeah, snap.
And furious.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No time.
Easy. What could be more easy?
Couldn't be more easy.
Oh, you could FaceTime him with his options from
the
store.
No, the color isn't right. You got to just be there. You got to feel the fabric. You got to decide.
You got to feel it.
Sure.
All right.
More than a feeling.
More than a feeling.
I think we're caught up. There's a lot of repeat ones. Oh, Stephen King had a great review of The Quiet Place on Twitter.
Oh.
He might have liked it, yeah.
What are you clicking and clacking over there? The plap of laugh form? Dude, you might be onto something. It's like the bizarro world.
Why do people at Google hate you? We know that Sergey Brin is your nemesis.
I was just making that a bigger point. Stop laughing, you Zach.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's
I don't even know why.
I love it.
And I don't know why.
Listen to me while I tell you how to do business.
Yeah. It's your opportunity, Google.
Yeah, Google. Check it out. Are we done?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, you guys, I think this week is off to just a great start.
I agree.
Yeah. Are your sleeves supposed to be like that?
No, I tore them off earlier.
So cute.
I was having my way with her and I...
Wow.
So let me touch those
both
shoulders.
Sides, huh?
Yeah.
You did it so perfectly.
Both sides. Yeah? Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Yep.
Huh.
Mm.
Boy, that's weird. Getting into that. Did you stick your arm through that hole? At least once or twice, right? There's like shoulder holes.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Too bad you don't have some tattoos there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Those would be good little peekaboo holes for tattoos.
That's a good idea. What kind of tattoo would I get?
I don't know. Like heart a heart with a dad written on it.
Right. Aww.
Have you listened to that audio more or no?
No, I haven't. Since last week? Was that last week?
Yeah.
No. It's there, though. I've thought about it a lot.
It's neat.
Yeah.
Super neat. I've thought about it, too.
Hmm.
I did think if I ever was going to get a tattoo, and I only thought of this in the last couple years, I would get one right here.
Cool.
On the back of your
that
neck?
That says Daddy's Girl.
Oh.
The what? Back of my neck.
Why there?
Because when I wanted to show it, I could, and when I didn't, I don't have to.
All right.
Well, better there than a tramp stamp.
Yeah. Dad wouldn't like that.
We were looking up, this is totally random, mm-hmm. but it kind of, I laughed my ass off at this on Saturday night. We're looking up German phrases that, because my son said a German insult is you call someone an ass violin. It's like an Arschbacher or something. It's some crazy thing. Like, why would you ever call someone an ass violin? And so we were looking up some of these words and like, you know what their name is for a tramp stamp? Huh. Ass antlers.
Oh.
Which
I mean, it struck me so funny. Like, that does look, it's always one of those little, like, wings or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, look, he's got ass antlers on. Oh, classy. So, sorry. Okay, maybe we'll cut all this out in post. I don't know.
Anyway, listen. Stick to the script, Sarah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I went off script.
This is what happened.
I got to learn not to do that. It's happened like 5 times today. All right, have a great day and enjoy. It's going to be the warmest day of the week. I think we might be looking at a little rain tomorrow.
We've got more rain this week, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we can. It's fine.
Yeah.
We'll make it. As long as it's not one of those monsoons like last Friday.
Oh, mm-hmm. Look at the people are writing in about Flap-a-flap-a-florm.
Yeah.
So many people, they just love the flap-a-flap-a-florm.
We're in. We're going to do that. I mean, I say we should be pioneers on the flap-a-flap-a-florm.
You know, Mountain View, like, in unison went,
that's
it.
A new concept. Oh!
Someone's writing it right now.
They're racing to catch that URL right now. Good luck to whoever wins it. We're going to be the first to sign up on the flap-a-flap-a-florm. No one knows how to spell it, and there should be 12 different versions. All right. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.